here we are.
Hey, we are here.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the time is now 6 and 9 minutes. And today is the 30th of May and the year is 2018. The Jewish day today is the second Sivan, 5,700. Not the second. You know what? I met today.
Sivan,
I
fixed it. Like,
it's 16 Sivan. Yeah, I think 16 Sivan. And it's 5,778. I fixed it like 20 times and something happened to my computer.
Shavuot is Vav in Sivan. Yeah, yeah. That was like 10 days ago.
Yeah, so 16. Yeah, definitely. My name is Roy Peretz and I want to introduce my porn stars. So we don't have the fifth porn star, Sasha Star, because she's apparently having a lot of fun in Israel. So that's for Sasha.
Yay, Sasha.
From the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert, Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash, he is also a Swiss watch and diamond expert. Say hi to Liel Rimon.
Hey, thank you. I'm reading the jokes on the computer.
Is it?
People are starting very early today. So it's awesome.
But is that what starts with P and ends with Oren, and it's really popular in the movie industry?
Popcorn.
I like it. I like it.
I like the one. I like the other one. I don't know if you're allowed to read it.
But which one is it?
The one underneath it.
No. But I like this.
This is over the border.
Yeah. Good one. Okay, let's continue because people are feeling neglected.
I must say.
Sorry.
So, what do we have here? So, we also have, he's a decorated journalist, a blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please say hello to Peter Feldman.
I am waiting until the applause dies down so people can actually hear me.
Yes. Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Peter. And I believe you've got some great movies for us today as well.
We've got movie tickets to give away. Ooh. We're really rolling.
What happened to the other movie tickets? We gave them away?
Yes, we gave them away.
I contacted
the people. They were very happy.
So guys,
I'll tell them to enjoy it.
You must be ready with your popcorn because we're going to give away some more movie tickets today. It's 4 movie tickets, 2 pairs, 2 couples. So, what do we have more? All right, no. She's the lady that give me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the dips of Cashin in Hyde Park. She's also our jewelry person. So if anyone needs a jewelry for any occasion, please call our offices and talk to her. 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
And she's
Hello.
Not here to disturb you
and
today.
She's not here to disturb you today.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. Please welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody. And just FYI, I also sell.
She also sells.
And she also reigns.
Rain.
She rained from 90. Yeah, she rained, believe me.
Rained. Used as a verb.
She rain. R-E-I-G-N. Rain.
Rain, like the queen rains.
Like the queen
okay.
rains.
Which queen?
Which Whatever queen, queen you were.
The mother of Charlie.
All right. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook page as Porn Stars on 101.9. This time is now 6 and 12 minutes and you're listening to Chai FM, your favorite station. If you're listening from all over the world, you know, there's a lot of people listening to us from outside South Africa. We get emails from all over. Please keep them coming. It really, really makes a world of a difference to know that some people are there and actually responding to our show. There were some YouTube videos that on the show, and there's if you go into Facebook on Porn Stars on 101.9, you'll see our nice little clips of what we do here in studio.
Eclipse,
yeah, not eclipse, clips, eclipse. You can say it if you, yeah, but no, it's clips.
If you watch it with your eyes closed, there will be eclipse.
Eclipse.
But yeah,
the
better
clips.
To watch.
Over and above that, you can go into I think it's Roy Peretz. On Instagram, Roy Peretz on Instagram, and you'll see those clips. They're really, really nice.
And you get new ones every week, eh?
Well, every day.
Every day.
Every
That's
day I put
awesome.
New two. One in the morning, one in the evening. And it's just a few seconds, like a 30 second clip. And some of them are quite naughty, so you must come in and have a look.
So you've been a busy boy, Roy.
I'm a busy.
Hey, when you're not selling porn.
I'm a busy. I'm busy, yeah.
I think that we will start to make some clips with no boulders.
Listen, I'll tell you something. You know what? I'm actually a little bit upset with I don't know if you remember. I mean, I want to talk to Liel about it. And, you know, I changed the music especially because of the Liverpool mood.
You want to talk to me about
you want
what?
To talk about a certain German goalkeeper?
No. Okay, so let's do like this. Yeah, you know, we had the Champions League on Saturday night. And you know what?
Can we? Why are we talking about it?
Because I want
to talk under the bridge.
It's in the past, yeah.
After we talk about it, it's going to be what under
judge.
The bridge.
He wants to get it out of his system.
I need
so
to get it out of
a bit
his
of
system.
Time.
It hurts.
Now you can't read it.
It hurts, Roy.
You know, some people are quite bad.
Guys, you're sending us awesome stuff. It's very funny, but we can't read it on air. Come on. You know what we can read on air.
But keep them coming. Really nice.
Roy, let me start about what happened on Saturday. Let me start with a joke make it a bit lighter.
Yeah.
Okay, you saw this joke, but it's a good one. In 1981, the Prince of England,
Charlie,
got married to Diana.
Yes.
Liverpool won the Champions League. They beat Real Madrid.
Here you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And?
The Pope died. Shame.
This year. The same year, 1981. Okay. In 2005, the Prince of England, William.
Yeah.
Married Kate.
Did he?
Yes. Champions League, Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah.
2005.
Yeah.
The Pope died. 2005.
So they didn't want to kill the Pope. That's what.
Listen. 2018.
Yeah.
Harry got married now. The Prince of England got married.
Yeah.
To Meghan. And the goalkeeper of Liverpool saved the Pope life.
I can say that. I want to say something, really. So we had a Champions League on Saturday night. And you know what? You know, I can be a little bit, how do you say, non-biased.
How do you work that one out,
Roy? Second name, right?
All right, I won't be biased. So, but let me tell you about the jiu-jitsu move Sergio Ramos did on Salah from Liverpool. I promise you that it's much worse than the bite that Suarez gave and got like 6 months suspended. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy bite him. All right, he beat him, but nothing happened to him. This guy actually jiu-jitsu him down to the ground. In front of the referee's face, and he did nothing. He didn't even. He didn't give him
blow
yellow
the
card. Yeah, nothing.
Roy, do you think it was just planned? Do you think it was planned?
Definitely, I can tell you that.
Yeah, they told him to take him down.
Definitely to take him down or to injure him.
Well, then it was planned.
But to be rough with him.
Yeah, definitely.
To scare him. And Sergio Ramos is doing it. We're watching him.
He's a professor.
But I knew he was the main guy and they had to take him out.
He's a professor of dirty.
Yeah. Over and above that, Sergio Ramos went and elbowed Karius. Have you seen that?
Yes. Just before the first goal.
Yeah.
And they say he concussed him. I don't think he concussed him because if you concussed, you can't really play.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
But he played like he was concussed. Yes. Curious.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. Just one message came through to say William and Kate got married in 2011. I thought you were off the charts. Yeah. Like nearly a couple of years.
So which prince got married in 2005?
Maybe Charlie got married again.
Maybe the Queen's youngest son. What's his name?
No, it wasn't then.
What?
No. Not Andrew, the one.
But Prince Charles got married again.
Yeah, Charlie got married.
The Queen got other sons, but Charlie?
For sure, it's got Andrew.
What?
And Edward.
And a daughter
named Anne, not Margaret.
I'm
a sister named Margaret.
All right, leave the Queen. Listen to me.
Leave the royalty out.
Before you continue, I just have to make a point.
Yes, sir.
Even I hate soccer.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that the way that you described in the beginning about Liverpool remind me very much Agashash Achiver. Lorid la tamichlasayim lichot to ala
rabi. It was really make me upset because it was really not nice. And you know what? You know what happened? And poor Karius, you know, he went to the crowd and after everything, you know, he cried and whatever. And then what happened? He took his shirt off and threw it in the...
They threw it back.
They threw it back at him and he still couldn't catch it.
That was amazing.
No, really.
Did he really couldn't catch it?
No. That was the joke.
Come on, Liel.
Oh, shame. My God, I think he had me, yeah.
We had you there.
Listen, the way Karius played the second half, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But Again, one time is for us and one
why
time...
Why didn't you substitute him if he's such a clever man? Flop.
What?
Mr. Flop, why didn't you substitute
Klopp.
Him? Klopp. I called him Flop.
No, you called him Flop.
In the middle of the game, you don't
in
substitute
in the middle of the game, you can't
goalkeeper.
Substitute
no,
the
game. You
all
can.
Right. No, you
oh, can.
Guys, let me continue that. So now we're going to go into
better.
Something a little bit more serious. Because now, you know, there's what's happening in Israel right now.
But by the way, just to finish this, there's already 500 signature, I guess, Sergio Ramos that they sent to...
You're supposed to
FIFA or to UEFA to do something about it, because it's not only in the final against Liverpool. He's playing like this in all the big games.
Yeah. Really not nice.
He's a dirty player, and what he did now is got. If Salah is not going to play for Egypt in the World Cup, Egypt cannot come to the World Cup, and it's not fair.
100%, you're correct. So. Let me tell you something. You know, people talk about the rights of Israel. Of Israel,
Tabu told you to put. It's about Liverpool. I don't know what is it.
It's about Liverpool. It's I really appreciate it,
Roy. That's
Tabu.
Like, that's
was,
the before and after.
Roy, often what you say comes back to bite you. You've got to be very careful.
You are so correct. But anyway, I just want to say something. I collected the. I made a small speech and I collected a group of facts about what's happening in Israel and what's happening. But in few words, I want to put it down to the people that don't know what's happening and they don't know how the Jewish nation got into that situation with the Arab nation. So you know they were talking about. Let's start from the beginning. Israeli leaders who were born in Palestine. Israeli leaders, I'm talking about the Israeli leaders who were born in Palestine or in Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, for instance, was born on the 21st October 1949 in Tel Aviv. Ehud Barak was born on 12 February 1942 in the British Mandate of Palestine. Ariel Sharon was born in February 26, 1928 in the village of British Mandate Palestine. Ehud Olmert was born 30 September 1945 in Binyamina, Givat Ada. Which was the old time Palestine. Yitzhak Rabin was born 1st March 1922 in Jerusalem, British Mandate of Palestine. Yitzhak Navon, President of Israel from 1977 to 1982, was born 9 April 1921 in Jerusalem. It was at the time as well, British Mandate of Palestine. Ezer Weizmann, President of Israel, 1993, was born 15 June 1924. Till the year 2000, he died in Tel Aviv, British Mandate of Palestine. Now let's talk about the Arab leaders. Who are we talking about them now? Yasser Arafat was the guy that created the PLO. He was born on August 24, 1929 in Cairo, Egypt, to parents that were from Egypt. He had nothing. I mean, Palestine was just, I don't know, but he was from Egypt.
He's Egyptian.
He was Egyptian, 100% Egyptian. Barakat Arikat Said Arikat. He was born in April 28, 1955 in Jordan. He still has a Jordanian citizenship. Faisal Abdel Qadar El Husseini was born in Baghdad, Iraq in 1948. Nusiba, I don't know what's his other name, was born in 1949 in Damascus, Syria. Mahmoud El Azhar was born in 1945 in Cairo, Egypt. Therefore, Israeli leaders are born in Israel, they called settlers and intruders, while Palestinian Arab leaders who were born in Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Tunisia called Palestinian natives. So listen to these guys. This shows facts. I'll give you a few short facts about the struggle of Israel today. It takes only a minute and a half, just listen to that. It makes sense and it's only fair. Jewish or not Jewish, please listen. Nationality and Jerusalem. Israel was a nation in 1312 BC, 2000 years before the rise of Islam. Arab refugees in Israel began to identify themselves as Palestinians only after 1967, the Six-Day War, two decades after the establishment of the State of Israel. Before that, there was no palace, there was not a name or people that call themselves Palestinians. After the occupation of land in 1272 BC, the Jews ruled the land for 1,000 years and they had continuous present in which over 3,300 years. For years, Jerusalem was the capital of the Jewish nation. Jerusalem was never the capital of any Arabic or Muslim entity. Even when the Jordanians occupied Jerusalem, they didn't make it the capital. Jerusalem is mentioned over 700 times in our Bible, in the Torah. In the Quran, not even once. King David founded the city of Jerusalem. Muhammad never put a foot in Jerusalem. Jews are praying facing Jerusalem in Jerusalem. Muslims pray facing Mecca. If they're in between Jerusalem and Mecca, they will face Mecca and the behind will be towards Jerusalem. Arab refugees in 1948. Arab leaders encourages, I'm talking the Amin al-Husseini, encouraged the Arab refugees out of Israel with a promise to clear the land of Jews. 68% of them left without seeing an Israeli soldier. Jewish refugees was forced to flee the Western countries because of violence, persecution, and pogroms. The number of Arabs that left Israel in 1948 is estimated at approximately 630,000. The number of Jewish refugees from Arab countries is estimated to be the same. More or less the same number. The Arab refugees were left on the purpose of behind. Although the huge territory they had, they could settle in any Arab country. They've got millions of square kilometers and they decided to still stay in the same place. Out of 100 million refugees after the Second World War, the only group of people that never settled was this particular group. The Jewish refugees were accepted by everyone in Israel, a country no bigger than New Jersey today. It's actually smaller than even the Kruger National Park.
Yeah, that's a bit...
Yeah.
I don't know how big is New Jersey, but
yeah,
I know the Kruger.
Yeah. The Arab-Israeli struggle, if we talk about that, the Arabs have 8 states, not including Palestine. There's only one Jewish state. The Arab initiated all 5 wars and lost. Israel defended itself every time and won. The Fatah charter still calls for the destruction of Israel, and Israel has given the Palestinians the majority of the territory in the West Bank, autonomy under Palestinian Authority, and provided them with weapons. That was after the Oslo Agreement that took 1,700 lives of Israelis in the name of so-called peace agreement. I was somewhere here and it just disappeared.
No, lost
you
your space.
Closed it, right?
Yeah, I think I didn't really close it. It's just here somewhere. Anyway, yeah. During the Jordanian rule, the Jewish holy sites were looted and the Jews were deprived of the right to access them. Under the Jewish rule, all Muslims, Christian sites were preserved and opened and access to them to believers of all religions. Israel and the Arabs of the United Nations, out of 175 United Nations Security Council resolutions by 1990, 97 of them were against Israel. Of the 690 General Assembly resolution by 1990, 429 was against Israel. They said there's no anti-Semitism. The UN was silent when 58 synagogues in Jerusalem were destroyed by Jordanians. The UN was silent when Jordanians systematically destroyed the ancient Jewish cemetery in the Mount of Olives. The UN was silent when Jordanian enforced policies such as apartheid that prevented Jews to reach the Temple Mount and the Western Wall. These were terrible times. And you must take yourselves and be, you know, if we don't do anything now, what are you going to tell your grandchildren? What are you going to say? What, we've done nothing? We only went with a crowd? We have to pick up and you know what? We have to do something against what's happening against the Jews. Look, we are a very funny show.
But I want you just once in a while to take into considerations, into your hearts, that whatever the world is saying against Israel, and you know what, between us, there's Jews that are actually working against the state of Israel. The only state that will accept you as a Jew, anytime, any place, without a problem. And some people are
taking advantage.
Taking advantage. So
let's yeah, and I want something to tell you that after last night, that I went to sleep eventually, but it was very hard because on my phone every 5 seconds there was alert about a red color in the south and the Palestinians throwing missiles, and my mind was busy thinking about all these guys in the south of Israel that need to sleep in the safe bomb rooms shelter. Or in the bomb shelters and don't really have a normal life because of these people over there. And I said the people over there, it is the Hamas and the jihadic Islam, but the people have the power to stop them and to tell them enough, we don't want it. And the people don't do that. So I blame the people as well, the people of Gaza. But after the whole night of bombing, there was not even one word in News 24 this morning about what happened.
Why would it be?
Because last week, 2 weeks ago, when the Israeli army was trying to defend the state of Israel from hundreds of from tens of thousands of people trying to run into his land through the fence, there was a lot of words and a lot of things that South African media had to say. Yes, Moshe.
Anyway, then last night and then at midnight, suddenly Hamas says we want a ceasefire. That's what they wanted. They announced it. Now it shows you Hamas is very, very clever. They get a hiding.
Yeah, but how they get the hiding?
When they get a proper hiding, this is be good.
Don't you understand? This is the Arab mentality. Arab mentality only believes in power. Well, if you're good, they think you're stupid.
I think, give them
a hiding.
Yeah, but
they
you can't. What you're doing is generalizing. But what Israel do, and it's very, very nice. Israel never initiate nothing. We only answer to their aggressiveness. If they throw a bomb at us, we will attack them, and we will attack them 10 times worse than what they can attack us, or not 10 times, 100 times worse than what they can attack us. But we're not going to do it just because we want to destroy. The Hamas is standing there, and we know they are militant, and we know they are terrorists, and we're not doing nothing to them unless they are doing something against us.
We can summarize it in one word. We can say, in one sentence, we can say like this: if they had the Israeli power, today there was no Israel. That I can tell you, they don't have the power. That's why Israel is still around. So, guys, it's about time we support Israel. I want to put this beautiful song, Dust in the Wind, from Kansas. And after that, we're going to join Peter with the movie review. We're going to have quite a few movies we've got. Over and above that, our telephone numbers are 010-140-3020. You can also SMS us on 34519 or WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. And now,
this is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
Thank you for staying with us. We're just now going to go into the movies, so just hold for that one. But I always forget to do your sign, so here you go.
Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back. We've got quite a few movies this week. I think one of the bigger movies of a batch of not so great movies is Chappaquiddick. Have you ever heard of Chappaquiddick, Leo?
Chappaquiddick. Yeah, Moshe heard about it, but I think you're making up words, but doesn't matter.
Chappaquiddick is an island in Maine, I think.
Makes sense.
In July 1969, the eyes of the world were turned on this island because of an incident involving Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy was on the island for a regatta, a race.
By the way, Ted Kennedy is...
He is the fourth...
The younger brother of the Kennedy dynasty.
There was Joe, who was killed in the war. There was John F. Kennedy. There was Bobby Kennedy. And then there was Edward Kennedy. Edward was going to be, he was being groomed to become the next president. And then there was this incident on the island. When he had too much to drink, they were partying. It had been the end of a heavy day. They'd been sailing in a race. And his campaign advisor, a young woman named Mary Jo Kopechne, he gave her a lift. Well, she had to get the ferry to get off the island.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. We don't know because the film doesn't actually mention anything about it. It doesn't give you much about her. It all focuses on Edward Kennedy and his family, how they try to prevent all this leaking out and it being exposed. What actually happened was he was driving too fast. There was a bridge. He took the bridge too fast and he ended up in the river. What happened was he got out of the car, but he left this woman in the car to drown. And she drowned. And it was a huge stink. Everybody wanted to know what was going on. And he didn't report it immediately to the police. He spent a few days before. All the spin doctors came around, all the people from his family. And they tried to work it out to see exactly what they were going to tell the world.
We had the same story here in South Africa.
That's right. And this movie actually tries to expose what actually happened during that time. I found it fascinating, but I don't know what is real and what is not real because there's a lot of conjecture.
So that's basically the event that took him off the rail.
Took him totally off because
of going to be the president.
Because he had a skeleton in his car. What was he doing with this woman? He was a married man. Was he having an affair with her? We don't
driving
know.
Drunk
and driving drunk. He should have never got into that car. He never listened to any of his advisors. They were all there. And he just went off into the night. Kate Mara plays Mary Jo Kopechne.
Oh, I like it.
It's not a. She doesn't have a huge role. It's a cameo almost. The major role, Ted Kennedy, is played by Jason Clarke. And Jason Clarke has done quite a few movies. He's very good. I mean, they make him look like Edward Kennedy. And then we got Ed Helms, who is the comedy guy.
Yeah.
But he's got a serious role as the lawyer cousin who tries to manipulate things. And they bring in the spin doctors. Now, remember Bruce Dern? He has aged so much. Remember Bruce Dern?
For sure.
Well, he plays Joseph Kennedy, the patriarchal father, the father of the clan.
He must be 100.
Well, he was. He had suffered a terrible stroke.
Shame. Man.
And he was in a wheelchair. He could hardly talk. His face was grotesque. It was contorted. And he tried to tell Ted what to do. And he says,
so that was in 69. He was 69, already that old.
In July 69. It was the week of the moonwalk. Everybody was so proud of America.
Yeah.
They'd landed on the moon.
Yeah.
And this is when it all happened. So
Americans like to make movies around historical
event, yes, of
to
course.
Make themselves big.
Well, without doubt. Why not?
I remember his daughter, Laura Dern.
Yes.
She was nice.
She was a lovely blonde, yeah.
She's still,
and she's still around. She does the odd movie.
She must be 102, huh?
No. 180, she, Roy.
No, Laura Dern. She's younger than you.
And then the next movie.
That's not a big deal. I mean, younger than me.
Nicole, you might like this movie. It's Female Power. This, they kick off, let me tell you. It's called Breaking In. And it's about a woman whose two children are held hostage in this magnificent house. Owned by her late father. Her late father was a lawyer who was being investigated by the district attorney. We don't know what actually, why he was being investigated, because in the opening scenes, he is jogging and a car knocks him down and kills him. And she takes over this amazing house owned by her father. And it's got amazing security. Meanwhile, four burglars get into the house because they understand that there's about $4-5 million that he'd taken and he put it in the safe. So they hijack the house. And this poor girl has to get her children out and save herself. And these guys are armed and they're dangerous. And there's always the obligatory psycho, the mad guy who just wants to kill everybody. And there's one of them. So there are four guys. Billy Burke, who's a very good actor, plays the leader. And all he wants to do is get the money and get out. But things don't work out. Because he hasn't worked out that this woman, who's Sean Russell is her name, and she's played by Gabrielle Union, who's a very good African-American. And so this story plays out. We've seen it before. It's very predictable. But for female audiences, she's out there kicking butt. And she's very good at it. And she's, works out where they are. It's a cat and mouse game within the house. There's a certain amount of tension, but it's prolonged. It goes on and on and on. There's a lot of holes in the story. You know, you cannot always believe what's going on because it doesn't make sense what she does. She could have got in there, got out, and that was it. And these guys hung around and killed different people. Wow.
Do you remember? Well, there were two movies based on exactly the same thing. One with the whole family with Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
And then another one, it was a father and two kids.
It's an old story. It's nothing new. She's a co-producer of the movie, and so that's why she's taken all the honors. And it's made by James McTeague, who's a black American director. And, you know, people might enjoy it.
No,
the third movie is an Afrikaans movie called Nommer 37. Number
37.
It's an Afrikaans. It's an Afrikaans version of Rear Window.
Prachtig, man.
Prachtig.
Prachtig.
Right, you guys finished?
Yes.
It's a reworked Afrikaans version of Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. Do you remember Rear Window? Did any of you guys see it?
No, I don't like Alfred
Hitchcock. I like Alfred Hitchcock. I watched most of his movies, but not this one.
Okay. This is a guy, he sits in a wheelchair, he's got nothing more to do, and he's got binoculars, and he spies on all the people in the buildings around him. And one night, he's looking down, Roy, and he sees a murder. He's looking down Roy's head. The lead character's name's Roy.
Yeah.
And he looks down, and he sees a murder being committed.
Ooh.
He sees a murder being committed in the next block. So he decides to blackmail the murderer. And once he starts blackmailing the murderer, things turn around. And that's
and
then
an Afrikaans movie.
It's in Afrikaans with English subtitles.
And when is it? Where is it happening? In South Africa?
In South Africa, of course. There's no Afrikaans in Spain. Afrikaans in Spain.
Afrikaans in space, I thought you said.
And then the fourth movie is a remake of the Goldie Hawn comedy Overboard. On this boat, this woman who is a cleaner who works on the boat, and there's this multimillionaire, and he falls overboard, he has amnesia,
and
she tells him that
she's his wife,
and it's hanky panky, and
it was a great movie. It was such fun movie, huh?
And it was with Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Oh, you like?
That's where they met each other.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Well, I must say, Roy, we're into that stage where we're going to give away a couple of tickets.
There you go. So, if you paid attention, then
we will ask a question. But first of all, let me give you some details of what's going on here at
Wait,
Metro.
Why, like Roy said, today Roy's a bit tired. 1, 2, 3 movies that you told us. What we must go and watch.
Chipperquiddick.
Again,
it's not your average movie, and it takes a bit of concentration.
No, it sounds interesting.
And you've got to also know a bit of the history.
You don't have to suffer through it. Huh?
You don't have to suffer. You don't see murder and violence.
No, you just see
heartache and pain.
We want a lot of murder and a lot of violence.
Must go and see Breaking In.
There's a question for you. Was Teddy's passenger pregnant?
Was whose passenger?
They never checked it.
Yes.
She pregnant?
Yes.
All right.
Was she pregnant?
Yes, they found that she was pregnant. That's what added, added to the whole conundrum.
All right.
Okay, new Metro's wildly popular 4DX theatres nationwide are now offering movie fans one last chance to experience two of this multi-sensory cinema format's biggest box office hits. And you know what they are? Deadpool 2, and the character will be joined in 4DX by Marvel Studios' Avengers, The Infinity War. And they return this Friday. That's Friday the 1st of June for 1 week only. The two record-breaking blockbusters will alternate showtimes daily in 4DX. And you know 4DX, you actually sit there and you feel it.
You feel, yeah.
You really feel it.
You feel everything. It moves.
You feel the water, man. Yeah. You can really get sick in that one.
Yeah.
It's only at New Metro Hyde Park and Empress Palace and at Menlyn Park in Gauteng. 4DX takes moviegoers on a cinematic journey like nothing they've seen, felt or heard before, making them a part of the on-screen action. And you always like to be there, Roy. You know, in bedroom scenes, would you like to be part of the action?
Not in the movie.
I don't like
bedroom
to be
scene, I like to be in a bedroom.
And also, you know what's amplified in these cinemas is the high-tech motion seats. This is what keeps going.
Yeah,
I was in one of those movie theaters in Cape Town, and I must say it's quite
it's effective.
It is.
Which you got wind, water,
fog. Yeah, it's like the first time we went and watched 3D. It's a very nice experience, but for twice, it's not.
You know what I don't like about 3D? It's too dark.
It's making me a headache. I can't really enjoy the movie.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you. Carry on.
They are opening movie tickets. Booking opens.
Yes.
For this year's biggest movie. And you
think,
which one? Can you guess what?
Yes.
It's Jurassic
Rambo
World.
Rambo 3. Oh,
Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom.
Yes.
It's a follow-up from Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Yes.
And it stampedes into new Metro cinemas nationwide from next Friday, the 8th of June.
This is an amazing.
You know, it is being billed, Roy, as the ultimate 4DX experience. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
All those dinosaurs running
amazing,
around.
Amazing.
And it will also be showing in new Metro standard 3D, Extreme, and VIP cinemas.
Good.
Bookings are now also open for new Metro's next Girls' Night Out. You know, when all the girls, Nicole.
Yes.
And you know what the movie they're showing is Ocean's
Jurassic
8.
No. Oh, Ocean 8, with Ocean, the girls
with
instead
the,
of boys.
The all-female sequel in the popular film. And who's starring in it? Sandra Bullock.
Kate Blanchett.
Helena Bonham Carter. And other leading Hollywood icons.
I knew them, yeah.
You knew them. You're like my little echo. The film will be screened.
So what is the question?
The film will be screened a week before release at these popular events. The question is, what is Chipperquiddick about?
Guys, you heard the question. What is Chipperquiddick about? And don't forget, tomorrow you're going to as well listen to us. So please send us, what is Chipperquiddick about? If you listen to what Peter said, I'm sure you'll know the answer. So just SMS it to us, 34519 or 061-895-1019.
Thank you, Peter. Four tickets to be won.
Four tickets, Roy. And I must just mention that these tickets are not for the movie, the week of release. You can't see the movie then.
Yeah.
But you can choose any other movie, but not in the 4DX or in the Extreme. It's in the normal cinemas.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, guys. And we'll come back in 2 seconds after that.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
And we're back after that short one. Don't forget 061-895-1019. You can also 34519. And let's see what we got. We got good evening, Roy and friends. It's great information and comparison. Thank you for reading and bringing to your show between Jewish settlers and bringing to your show between Jewish settlers and Arab settlers in Palestina. Like you said, Palestina. I wish and hope that the allies of BDA and our own Jewish people that are telling lies about Israel will stop from spreading lies and catch a wake-up call to reality and history. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you. Listen, there's this guy that sent me so many good ones, and I wish I could say one of them. So another person says, I don't know who it is, amazing point, love it, and they have the nerve to call the Jewish settlers. Really. But the other guy, they sent us all the nice, funny jokes.
So I got something for you. It's more of a story, and I know that Tabu's going to make it a donut, so listen carefully.
Yeah.
You know that...
I will say it only once.
I will say it twice. Ten years ago today, I married my best friend. My wife is still very angry about it, but me and Johnny were drunk and in Las Vegas, and we thought it's a very funny idea.
You have to say it again.
Oh, my God.
He married his boyfriend.
10 years ago, today, I married my best friend.
Yeah.
My wife is still very angry about it. But me and Johnny were drunk in Las Vegas, and we thought it's a very funny thing to do.
It was.
So we got married.
That's a good one. I must say that's a good one.
Yeah, but you did it twice to understand.
Don't you? Let me tell you something about people. So you got three kinds of people that laugh at jokes. The first one, as he hears the jokes, he laughs. But some people,
the third one is a Kurd.
No. The sharp ones, as they hear the ones which are not so sharp, they laugh twice. No, three times. First time they laugh because everybody's there, so they listen, I'm going to laugh, as well. The second time they understood the joke, so they laugh, The third time they laugh on themselves, how they didn't understand the joke for the first time. Yeah, so that's what it is. So, today, Steven Gerrard was born today.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about him too much, but let me tell you, I've got such a lot of, I want just to make our audience a little bit awake on the toes, because encourage I'm going to insult.
Insults.
We've got a lot of insults. I've got a lot of insults.
Encourage them.
Encourage them to insult.
So, okay.
You know, there's this insult saying, I can do a perfect impression of you right down to your rotten teeth.
Doesn't say a lot about you, yeah?
No, doesn't.
Seriously, are you the splendid one?
Yeah. You know that once someone gave me a very nice insult.
Yeah.
We were playing poker online on a tournament, yeah. And I had a lot of money and I bullied a lot of people and I took him out. You know what? He called me a waste of skin.
A waste of skin?
Yeah.
That's something new.
Huh?
That's something new.
It's not bad.
They say beauty is on the inside. You better hope it's true. Yeah?
In your case, it must be true because...
You're not totally useless. I can use you as a better example.
You're so ugly. Your portraits hang themselves.
That's a good one.
I don't have the time or the crayons to explain that to you.
Nice.
That's it. Dude, your face looked like something I've drawn with my left hand. No, but let me tell you a story. So it was like this. When I was in varsity, there was this girl that suffered from a huge, terrible case of acne, you know? And I brought my friends to varsity and he looked at her and says, ooh, this one. I'm sure she like burned in the face and somebody tried to take out the fire with a toothpick, yeah. So it was terrible, you know. It was really terrible to say that. But
listen, but
you have to give him. You have to give him something for creativity.
Yeah. I can tell you that because we used to call the people that was full of acne in high school. We used to call them pizza face.
Yeah.
So it's much less creative than that.
Okay, all right. So you know, I wish I had more hands so I can show you more middle fingers. You know, there's no vaccine for stupidity, right?
They didn't find out yet.
Yeah. You know, people like you are the reason God doesn't talk to us anymore. You know, let me tell you something. I walked to my wife with my wife outside Centen, and she was busy shopping. I said to her, I'll see you outside. And I went, and she, like, after 16 hours, she finished shopping, so she calls me, she says, where are you? I said, do you remember that beautiful jewelry shop that, like a few years ago, you wanted the diamond and the beautiful ring, yeah? And she says, yes, I remember. Yeah. You remember we didn't have money at the time? He says, yeah, I remember. He says, I'm just next door in the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there.
Guys, tomorrow, don't forget, at 9 o'clock we're going to be here and we're going to continue talking. Beep. Yeah, we're going to continue. Moshe Starogod will be here. What do you know? How are you, Moshe?
Well,
I like your joke today, but you should have cracked another one or two, I must say.
Moshe is a man of a very...
Yeah,
little words, but they mean a lot. What he says. Yeah.
Oh, here you go. We've got somebody, Oliver.
Chappaquiddick. So I think that Oliver get it just for trying to spell Chappaquiddick.
I promise you.
Yes.
And you know what? It looks like he spelled it right, Oliver. I must say.
Yeah, well done,
Oliver. Really, really well done. I don't know if you're right or wrong, but you get a ticket,
get
guaranteed. So we're gonna, yeah. Somebody else come, chop a ticket. Just, I can't even pronounce
it. Oliver, thanks for listening and thanks for the answer,
guys. The time is now 6:58. We have to wrap it up. So let's wrap it up with a beautiful, beautiful song from. Let me tell you. Let's make, Fields of Gold from Eva Cassidy. That's a really, 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 really a nice song. I want you to enjoy that. And we're going to say our goodbyes to you.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great evening.
Great evening. And don't forget, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, join us, Roy and Friends. Have a nice evening.